Today is Saturday, September 4th. Have you experienced it yet? Delays, cancellations, and rescheduled flights when you're trying to travel. The airline industry, of course, took a hit in the early parts of the COVID-19 pandemic, and now they've struggled at times to handle a travel rebound. So today, the founder of the famous website Scott's Cheap Flights, flight expert Scott Keyes, is here to explain what's going on with air travel now, what to expect in the near future, and he's offering valuable travel advice. You'll learn about everything from handling last-minute flight changes to scoring cheap flights in the first place. For today's episode, Keyes spoke with our guest host, Lacey Evans. So here's Lacey.
Welcome, welcome to the Newsworthy's Special Edition Saturday, when we sit down with a different expert or celebrity every Saturday to talk about something in the news. Don't forget to tune in every Monday through Friday for our regular episodes, where we provide all the day's news in 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans. It's now time for today's Special Edition Saturday. Scott Keyes, thanks for joining us on the Newsworthy.
Thank you so much for having me.
Flight delays and cancellations have been very common this summer, and we know airlines have blamed everything from mechanical issues to weather to staffing shortages. So what do you think is the biggest issue all around?
If I had to sum up what is behind these operational issues that the airlines have been facing, it'd be that their eyes were bigger than their stomach. Airlines have to schedule their, make their schedules many months in advance. And that's a difficult task, even in the best of times. But think of where we were 6 months ago versus today, when the airlines were starting to put out many of their schedules. Even for some airlines, it was as much as 12 months ago. Trying to predict not only what would travel demand look like in the summer of 2021, back when, COVID was really, really raging in the winter peak, but also trying to predict what would their staffing levels look like? How many pilots and flight attendants and baggage workers would they be able to have on staff? And so, long story short, for a number of these airlines, including Spirit, they ended up overscheduling, anticipating that they would have more staff to be able to cover these flights than they actually ended up having. And then when push came to shove, as it did this summer, they ended up having to cancel many flights en masse because they just didn't have the folks to be able to work them.
How long do you think these issues are going to last?
Every day they're being improved in the sense that more pilots are being retrained. Many pilots had lost what's called their current status. You need to fly a certain number of hours every month or you need to get retraining. But it is improving, certainly, both in terms of the airline staffing up pretty quickly and in terms of the number of people traveling has normalized a bit, is not kind of taking off in an exponential fashion the way it was a few months ago. And so I would expect these problems to be fewer and further between, that airlines are going to be able to operate in a more normal sense going forward. And you can anticipate that your flight is much more likely to operate on time than it maybe has in the past month or two.
We have to talk about COVID-19 because it is becoming a little more widespread again. So how should people factor that into their travel plans? Should they buy insurance? What do you think they should do?
One of the main things that it's helpful to be aware of as a traveler is that airlines kind of quietly changed one of their policies for the better during the pandemic to get rid of change fees. So these are the fees that you used to have to pay when you booked your flight and then you later wanted to change your date. You often had to pay $300-$500 just to change your dates, plus any fare difference. One of the best changes, though, that the airlines made during the pandemic was to get rid of those fees and say that as long as you have booked your flight in main economy or higher, you can change your flight dates without paying any penalty whatsoever. If the new dates you switch to are more expensive, you do have to cover that fare difference. But if the new dates are cheaper, you actually get the difference back in the form of a travel credit. So all the more reason to be prioritizing cheap flights. For folks who are booked in basic economy, you're still pretty well locked into your dates, but oftentimes they'll actually let you upgrade to main economy. Maybe you have to pay $30 or $40 or $50 to upgrade to main economy, but then you get that automatic flexibility to be able to change your dates. Let's say you're hoping to travel home to visit family over Thanksgiving. As we speak, the COVID situation in the U.S. isn't great. What will it be in November? It's really hard to say. if you wait until close to Thanksgiving, you're going to be giving up your ability to be able to get cheap flights because last minute flights tend to be really expensive. And so instead, book that Thanksgiving flight now or when you see something cheap, you know, in the near future. And then remembering that you have flexibility. If it doesn't feel safe or comfortable traveling when Thanksgiving comes around, you can push that flight back to January. You can push it back to March of 2022. You can push it all the way back to the next summer if you're so inclined. So that flexibility, I think, is a kind of a real silver arrow for a lot of folks that they hadn't really enjoyed before the pandemic.
Hey, it's Erica again, and we still have a lot more for you. Scott shares a little-known loophole to help travelers avoid frustrating wait times with customer service, plus why he says we're booking our flights all wrong and what to do differently to get a great deal. But first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsors. Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Whether you're dealing with parenting for the first time, like I am, or you're feeling anxious, lonely, having trouble sleeping, or you're stressed about your job, or maybe you simply are just not as happy as you know you could be, then check out BetterHelp. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You'll never have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room because it's all through a safe and private online environment. It's even more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. So BetterHelp makes professional counseling more accessible and convenient. And of course, it's always confidential. You can start communicating in less than 24 hours. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, go to BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. This episode is also brought to you by Noom. In so many aspects of life, it's important to know the why, to ask why you want to do something, not just what you'll do to get there. Well, Noom wants you to focus on why you want to change your relationship with food and why you have certain health goals. From there, Noom uses a cognitive behavioral approach to empower you with the knowledge to build smarter, more sustainable habits and behaviors. Noom knows one size does not fit all and that everybody's journey is different. So you let them know your personal health goals and Noom customizes a program just for you. I appreciate that Noom says no food is completely off limits because it's about balance. And you know, I love balance in news and in nutrition. In fact, Noom has published more than 25 peer-reviewed scientific journal articles about the science that goes into their approach to helping people achieve a healthier way of life. They combine an evidence-based approach with empathy. So start building better habits for healthier, long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/newsworthy. Again, you can sign up for your trial at Noom, spelled Noom.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Lacey's conversation with Scott Kyes.
Is there anything travelers can do to prepare in case their flight is delayed or canceled?
Yeah, there's a few things that you can do. One is to know that in advance, if there is a schedule change before the day of your flight, you know, you get an email a month before your flight saying that your flight has either been canceled or if there's a big change to the schedule. The most important thing for you to know is that under federal law, you are entitled to a full cash refund if you want one. Or you can call up the airline and ask to be put on a more convenient flight than you'd originally booked. And they'll often do so without paying anything extra out of pocket. You know, maybe you had a connecting flight initially. You can ask to be put on a nonstop flight because your original flight, the schedule might have gotten changed. If you show up and you're facing one of these issues where there's a ton of delays, cancellations, the thing that I really implore folks to do is remember that you are your own best advocate, not relying on the gate agent or the phone agent to be able to find the best flight for you. Instead, I like to try to go and do my own research to find, you know, if the flight that I'm on just got canceled, I'm going to go on the airline's website and find the next best alternative for myself. And then rather than asking the gate agent, oh, can you reaccommodate me, saying, hey, I see there's, you know, flight United 766 leaving in an hour. Can I be put on that flight? Because again, you are going to be your own best advocate. And if you ask for a specific best flight, you're much more likely to get it than what they might just find for you on their own. The last piece of advice here is that while the phone lines had notoriously long wait wait times this summer, there is a hidden loophole, and that is international call centers. When you call Delta and on their normal US line, you're going to be put in a queue alongside the thousands of other people who are calling the normal US-based Delta phone number. But instead, you could call Delta's Canadian office, you could call their London office, you could call their Singapore office, you could call their Australian office. They have these all over the world, and the agents in any of those countries and cities are able to handle your reservation just the same as an agent based in the US would. The wait times, if you call Canada or Australia's Delta office, are usually a matter of minutes, if no wait at all, whereas the wait time for the US office could be hours, if not days.
What are some of your top strategies for finding inexpensive flights?
The normal way that folks search for flights is a three-step process. Step one, they decide where they want to go. Step two, they decide when they want to go there. And only on step three do they look, well, what do the flights cost? And by setting price, by setting airfare as the last concern, it's not terribly surprising that we end up with some pretty expensive flights. And so instead, what I recommend is, look, if cheap flights are a top priority, make them the top priority. Take that same three-step process and flip it on its head. Step one, where are there currently cheap flights available out of my home airport? Step two, of those places where there are cheap flights available, which one interests me the most? Step three, what dates work for my schedule? By setting price as the top priority rather than the last priority, that's how you get cheap flights, and that's how you afford to take three or four vacations for the price that you used to pay for one.
You said we're in this golden age of cheap flights. So do you think that's going to continue for months or years to come, or could there be a change?
I do think that by and large, this golden age of cheap flights is going to continue. And here's why. 40 years ago, airlines made most of their money on your economy airfare. Nowadays, airlines make most of their money on things other than your economy seats. They make it on selling frequent flyer miles and credit cards. They make it on selling business and first class seats. They make it on corporate contracts. They make it on selling cargo. All these revenue streams that make it that your economy fare just isn't nearly as important to airlines as it used to be.
Let's talk about business travel, though, and how this could affect the industry as a whole, because business travel, that sector still hasn't picked up back to 2019 levels.
Most analysts expect that it's not going to fully rebound for at least another couple years. With the kind of slow rebound of business travel, it is, I think, the most likely outcome that we're going to see over the next couple of years is just diminished profits. We're not going to see the types of profits that airlines had enjoyed in 2018 and 2019. We're not going to get back there until business travel fully rebounds. You know, some folks might be thinking this is bad because if airlines need to recoup their losses, and so they're going to try to charge leisure travelers more to make up for the money that they're not getting from business travelers. But airlines can't just, you know, snap their fingers and double the price on fares for vacationers, for the same reason that McDonald's can't just snap their fingers and double the price of the McChicken. Because if they do that, all their diners are just going to go down to Wendy's, they're going to go down to Popeyes, or they're going to eat at home. And for the same reason, if airlines start jacking up prices on leisure travelers, they're going to go fly elsewhere, or they're going to take road trips, or they're going to skip that vacation. We tend to be very price sensitive leisure travelers. And so there's a real kind of natural ceiling.
Thank you, Lacey, and thanks to Scott Kies for sharing his expertise. For more advice from Scott, check out his new book called Take More Vacations. And for travel deals, you can check out his site, Scott's Cheap Flights. We have links in our episode notes. That's it for today. We're off on Monday because of Labor Day, but we'll be back Tuesday with your next news roundup, where we bring you the day's headlines in just about 10 minutes. For now, have a great holiday weekend.